then on Thursday, the 24th of September, we have the wonderful number of the Prince of Heaven merged with the number of love, 24/7. So today you may discover a new way to nurture both yourselves and others as renewed inspiration to be of service replenishes your soul. Your light is being shined through love. And so you want to follow those inspirations. You want to be original. You want to forge your unique path. And you want to allow love and compassion to help you refresh your perspective today. Gentleness shines a light, and it helps you to see your own unique way to share love. So create something uplifting. Feel close to and connect with family and loved ones. Nurture your mind, body, and soul. This is really a wonderful day to generate financial flow. Now, Mercury is opposite to the Mars retrograde in play already. And so you want to guard against rushing into things, being hasty. You may get impatient and make assumptions before understanding the whole picture. So make sure you take deep breaths before communicating your feelings and thoughts, and use that heightened energy of this opposition to focus on a creative project. Exercise to release any inner tension. That's always important with any Mars aspect. Guard against communicating in an aggressive way, Mercury being the planet of your message and how you share that message. This is not the best day for negotiating, making big decisions. If you focus on the practical in a constructive way, you will express this quick-paced energy in a positive way. So if you feel anxious, Mars is encouraging you to physically move your body to release the tension. On Friday, the 25th of September, we have a date that adds up to 20. So there's 9/25/2020 adds up to 20. There's a triple 20 code. This is a perfect code for rest, balance, rejuvenation. If you can take a 3-day weekend, I know I've said that several times in September, but it's just how the codes are lining up. There's a lot of energy here for taking more time to spend in a relaxed state. And today is definitely one of those days. It's a day for quiet. It's a day for romance. So if you want to go on a date night, beautiful for that. It's a day for relaxing, sleeping, rejuvenating your soul, connecting to friends, family. Intimate one-on-one conversations are always favored with the number 20. Listen to your inner voice before you say anything or before you write down anything or click the send button. Make sure that you're connected in that way. Make loving eye contact with others. This is a day of purification, spiritual discoveries, research, and creating harmony in all aspects of your life. Now, the moon is conjunct Pluto and Saturn, which are connected in Capricorn, part of that stellium. And so that when the moon comes around every month to conjunct this area, it activates the big shifts that are in play now. And so because this is happening in Capricorn, which governs our career, our divine mission, it means you're emotionally invested in that divine mission. And that means you're setting your heart on long-term intentions and goals, and you're open to connect deeper than ever with your heart. So if you feel a sudden burst of emotion, you want to channel it into transformation and healing and fulfilling your purpose. And then on Saturday, the 26th of September, we have the number 21 activated. That is the number of the 21st century, of joy, of love. And that means you're stepping up and enjoying taking the reins today. It also means that relaxation and focus allow you to take responsibility for everything in your life. You're very confident in this ability now, and you're having fun with it. You're having fun and being confident all at once. This code really allows you to feel that. So it encourages manifesting what truly ignites you at a heart-centered level, what feels tremendously joyful and relaxes you and brings serenity. Seeing the truth, standing in the truth, it liberates you completely from fear. You can confront anything and anyone in a very calm way if you do this. So you also feel connected to abundance because of the number 26. It reduces to 8. So it's a wonderful day to share that pleasure, that abundance, to share happy moments and create lasting memories. Now, the moon sextiles Chiron today, and that means love can be in the air. Love is healing. Allow your heart to be tender, to be sensitive. Share that nurturing compassion with others, because as you love, you are healed, and you understand how emotions can help or hinder spiritual awakening. So you have to be very clear on that. Healing is greatly enhanced today as increased tenderness allows you to feel the energy of others and you can sympathize with them, put yourself in their place, right? So you feel the vibration of the people around you deeply, and this allows you to move energy in a positive, healing way when you engage with them. And this compassion towards the needs of others is very much enhancing your ability to step up as a healer. And I don't mean necessarily hands-on healing. I mean as a healer in any way and capacity. So you simply respond to others with the compassion of your heart. And it's a beautiful day for emotional healing. And love and emotional connections with others is heightened both in the stars and in the numbers today. So it's very, very beautiful. And then on Sunday, the 27th of September, we have a 22 universal date, and this is the last 9-9 day. We had three of them on the 9th of the 9th, the 18th, and the 27th, because 27 reduces to 9. So it's a very wonderful day of compassion and of endings, culmination, letting go, purging, wisdom, and also peace. So you want to share everything from a place of unconditional love, and that brings you that sense of inner peace. And that letting go and that forgiveness sets you free of feeling guilty about anything. So it also, with the 9-9 energy, allows you to just feel comfortable leading by example and just implementing your goals step by step through wisdom. You can create wise and practical solutions easily today. So this allows you to plan and also prosper as a result of looking at things with the acuity and the intuition merged into one. Now, the moon is opposite Venus for a few hours today, and that helps you to connect to your deepest emotions. Some are appearing after possibly being buried for a while. This is all part of the major growth that we're all experiencing now. So you want to turn to beauty to keep you emotionally in balance. You may feel a little bit moody parts of today. And if that's the case, you need self-care. You need to focus on love or feel love. Resolve any tensions in your intimate relationships, share your love, and dive into creative projects. You certainly feel sensual, and you want to guard against a strong sweet tooth or overstimulation of that, wanting, you know, to eat sweets. Spend some time alone to nurture your heart and feel in harmony with who you are. And absolutely, as always with Venus and the moon, focus on beautiful music, beautiful scents, beautiful art, anything that helps you to feel connected to beauty and thus keeps you in balance in terms of your feelings, your heart. Monday, the 28th of September, is an incredible day of confidence and new beginnings. There's a lot of light and movement, fresh new energy. Your mind is active with new ideas, and you have the courage to manifest them. Now, it is a Monday, so it's a great way to start the week. You will experience some kind of pivot point, a shift that encourages you to feel more free, more liberated. So take that risk, and it just brings you that sense of being completely engaged without restrictions. Honor your uniqueness while extending the same freedom to everyone else around you. Being true to yourself is the greatest confidence boost that you have, right? Now, Venus trines Mars, and this is always beautiful. When Mars is retrograde, it's enhanced even more deeply, and what it enhances is your desire for love and affection. Your passions are definitely on a high. Social gatherings, going out to a cultural event, if that's possible where you are, is a great way to benefit from Mars trine Venus. If you are in an existing partnership, you will feel deeply connected. This is very romantic, very passionate energy. If you're entering a new relationship and dating, this is also a wonderful date night. Now, you want to resolve any personal issues with anyone. This is a great time to discuss and let go. And with Mars retrograde, things may come up that needed to come up and are now on the table for you all to see, so you can engage and let go and heal. And creatively, you're going to be really engaged and on fire for sure. Then on Tuesday, the 29th of September, we have the 11 portal, 29 reduces to 11, opening up into love. The whole date adds up to 24, which is 6. So that 11 portal is moving you to a place of compassion, caring, nurturing, and taking on the responsibilities, especially in family relationships. Relationships actually need your attention. And 29-11 is reduced to 2, so it's 2 people. This is definitely about your loved ones or deeper relationships that you have, can be a career as well, but they are on the forefront today, and you want to nurture yourself. You want to approach everything with love and focus on healing and being healthy and being a healing presence for others. You definitely may be asked to serve or support in some capacity. Stay completely present, as always, with the number 11. That is always reminding you that the only moment that matters is now. No other moment matters. No other moment is alive. Abundance is also activated with the 24 because it reduces to 6. So as you are present, you can activate by listening to those divine inspirations. You can activate that wonderful sense of prosperity that is always there within you to create. Mars squares Saturn today, and that means your energy may feel more restricted in some capacity. So focus on being imaginative, focus on being creative, and also on any pending responsibilities, responsibilities that you already took on that need to be addressed. It's not the best time to start something new or take on new responsibilities. Rather, concentrate on pouring your passion into something you already have. It is very important to express yourself, but also to do so in a very patient, serene, peaceful way, taking things one step at a time, so not over passionate expression. If you feel yourself getting frustrated or pushed to take a risk, then of course you want to calm yourself down, take a time out, breathe deeply, get centered before proceeding. And it's definitely a good time for preparation, anything you want to prepare for, and strengthening your inner resolve. Then we come to the final day of September, the 30th. This day adds up to 16. So we have this beautiful number 30, which is joy, divinely inspired expression that is protected by the divine. So beautiful, this number merged with the number 16, which is inspiration. So joy and silence. You want to share. You want to socialize if you can, and you want to have alone time. So meditation will allow you to stay very centered today. Creative projects and expressing your joy are greatly favored. So listen closely to your inner voice and play with your imagination and relax into what brings you true happiness. Now, the moon is sextile Pluto and Saturn, which are very close together in Capricorn. And so this empowers you and helps you feel determined and filled with a purpose. Pluto is the ruler of Scorpio. And so Pluto reveals the truth. And so the truth will come out and be profound. So it helps you to solve mysteries, to uncover secrets, to discover answers. And it allows you to be forgiving and let go and purge and purify. And that really empowers you deeply. And the moon sextile Saturn is very much about taking your feelings seriously, taking your intuitive downloads seriously, feeling responsible or taking responsibility for your total well-being, having more self-control, and just accepting any sense of duty. It will come naturally today. So it's a really good day to work alone, take some alone time, commit emotionally, allow your feelings to be shared, and you can do so. It really brings a wonderful clarity, this sextile. So you can share profound feelings and they will be understood. You don't have to be concerned about that. So this also allows you to feel more protective of the things that you really value and your loved ones, and allows you to share encouragement in a very practical way, a very down-to-earth way, and a very nourishing way. So it's a wonderful way to end September. What an incredible month, that number 13 and Mars retrograde and the number 17 activated so many times and the 9-9. So we have a lot to be grateful for, a lot to look forward to, and a lot to just understand, because life is going quicker and quicker. There's changes everywhere. And we are literally in a point in time where we are partaking and facilitating and encouraging the shift. We are assimilating so much, and we're all in this together. And that's why this forecast is so important, so that we understand the energies and can share them with each other and know that everyone is experiencing this shift in their own way, but we're all going through it hand in hand, with love, with compassion, with kindness, with strength, and above all, with fearlessness. So have an incredible, incredible month. I so look forward to continuing this journey with you in October. Again, a beautiful code. Number 5 will be active then, a pure 5. That's going to be pivotal, create a lot of pivotal shifts. And so we look forward to that number of freedom being very, very active in October. So I'll see you then. And meanwhile, have an incredible month. Lots of love from me. And we'll be in touch in October. Bye-bye for now.